This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Hello. Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's lovely out. The sky is just not a lot of cloud cover, so it's a really clean sunrise, really pretty. This part of the show is brought to you by the Odyssey app. Oh, thank you. The ultimate audio destination for music, sports, news, and podcasts with the Odyssey app.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
R-A-D-I. Where's your thing? R-A-D-I. Where's the synthesized one?
Okay.
R-A-D-I-O.
A-U-D. A-C-Y.
R-A-D-I-O.
You can't forget it now, can you? It's marketing, party people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's definitely burned on my frontal lobe. With the Odyssey app, Odyssey. You can stream your favorite radio stations. Hopefully that's us. I mean, hello, we're the stars of the Odyssey show. Come on. Say, discover new music, listen to your favorite shows and podcasts. Again, hi. On all on demand. And the best part is Sarah and Vinny on the go. Wherever you are, we are. You want to move to Europe? Go for it. We're still there. We're still there with you. Download the free Odyssey app today. Ahora. Okay, the latest.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Latest Super Bowl ad roundup includes Taylor and Travis butt wipe billboards, and I'm not kidding. One of the best Super Bowl ad campaigns. It will not be running during the game. It's by Dude Wipes, which are for dudes to wipe themselves with,
like a whore bath or your butt.
They're for your butt, Bob.
Okay.
Yeah. They're putting up electronic billboards all over the Vegas Strip, and they're capitalizing on the whole Taylor Kelce relationship. Taylor Kelce.
How so?
I guess that will be her new last name soon. They got a bunch of slogans. They get the pictures of their butt wipes are they're those wet wipes, but they say they're plant based and they break down, unlike, you know, these other wipes that are just clogging up all the stuff.
They don't want you to flush those
whatever they are.
Throw them away.
Really don't want you to
pretend you're in Brazil.
If they would really, yes, and put them in the trash can next to
where
you,
where they belong.
Hopefully, a covered trash can.
Right. No one wants to see you.
Or anything.
There you are.
Anything you've made.
That's what I mean. There you are, right there. There's evidence of you. Yeah. Yuck.
So while it might be tempting, dudes, to have this clean bottom solution, these are not good for the environment or for our water treatment plants.
Right.
So Dude Wipes, they're a thing, and they're putting up these billboards on the Vegas Strip, capitalizing on Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, and their love. The slogans include, "We love a clean tight end, too."
Mm-hmm.
A good Swift cleaning that's tailored to your end zone. Funny. That's a good one. That was a good one.
They're all not bad, but really, you shouldn't flush those.
If you're living in the tortured TP department, welcome to the wet wiping era. Dude, they're just amazing. And it's me. Hi, I'm the solution. It's me, not TP.
No, that one's a little clunky.
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah, I don't. I'm with them in that I want to be clean.
Yeah,
but my move is I go to the bathroom in the morning and then I take a shower, and I use hot soapy water on every part of my body from head to toe.
It is actually wonderful that you can time it that way. I wish I could.
You can.
That's not how it works for me. It decides when it wants to, and then I'm at its mercy.
Oh, boy. Hey.
I agree.
You agree?
I'm the problem. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. Yeah. The people who are so regular that they can actually set timers by it and then take a shower right afterwards, they've got their whole life set up around it. You know, the rest of us hate you. Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour. Taylor's version.
You don't hate me.
Of course I don't. I'm jealous. Hate, jealousy, so close. Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, the movie thing, you know. The Eras Tour, Taylor's version, gets a Disney Plus streaming premiere date with 5 bonus songs.
Oh.
Mm.
So to this point, you had to pay to see this on the streamers. You had to pay to see it in the movie theaters and then pay to see it on a streaming service. Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, Taylor's version, is coming exclusively to Disney Plus. It will include 5 songs that were not available in either the theatrical or the digital versions. So extras! You're going to have to get Disney Plus, kids. Which, by the way, I'll get to it in a minute.
Oh, boy.
So this newly expanded version of the Eras...
More bad news from the entertainment world.
It's not bad news. It's interesting, though, and it's about Disney. I think they're going to go ahead and make up for everybody that dropped off their service a minute ago when you find out that's the only place you can get the Eras Tour for free. It's going worldwide, Disney and worldwide, March 15th. That is 5 weeks from now, something like that. Among the bonus songs included will be Cardigan, which was a big song. The release date was announced by Bob Iger. He didn't say what the other additional songs are.
But he must have paid her a ton to get it, right?
I don't have what they negotiated. But yes. Yep.
Nothing's free. So he's saying it's free. Come
You're
back.
Right about that.
But, okay. You'll get us on the backside,
Bob. Yeah, let me find
Bob.
That Disney story. There it is. Disney Plus, the streaming service.
Yeah.
They upped the price significantly, and 1.3 million subscribers dropped off of it.
I'm not surprised.
Turns out they didn't need them. With the price hike, they're like 300 million less in debt.
No. they
made everybody else win. Yeah, we'll pay for it.
Well, if you've got kids, you'll absolutely pay for it because it's got everything you want to show them. I mean, some of those are classics. You want them to see these movies.
They're still losing money. Don't get me wrong. But hiking the price at a loss of 1.3 million subscribers in the final quarter of 2023. And I don't see what the price hike was, but they call it here a hefty price hike that went into effect last fall. It managed to narrow their losses by 300 million. Don't worry. They still have 111 million people paying monthly, which it feels like if you're getting that much monthly, I'm assuming it's over 10. That's $1 billion a month. A month. How are you losing money? Anyway, that's what's happening with Disney.
I don't know what.
And they've got Taylor now. So.
I hate to see them in trouble because they do have a lot of good content. They've made some mistakes.
Yeah.
It may just be me. Like, again, with the Captain Marvel thing.
I watched that yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I watched the Marvels, the three women.
Whatever it is.
It's fine. I did like it.
You liked it.
Is it an epic for all time? It is not.
Mm. How long was it? 3 hours?
Oh, no.
2 hours.
I didn't time it, but I would guess it was about 2 hours.
Okay.
If I like it. And I got up and down a couple times. I really love Brie.
She is
the hottest
too.
Little rig of all time.
Like, I think she's good.
She's so skinny. I can't decide whether I want to snap her over my knee or put her up on a pedestal. Like,
what?
Enough of you.
She's Captain Marvel. You're watching
her.
You
know
and
that
thinking,
she's not in real life,
well,
right?
She's
amazing. And I love that as a little girl, she's like maybe of Indian descent. It's not exactly clear. But she's really, really charming and so cute in this movie. I really like her. And then there's the, I don't know if you remember from the original Captain Marvel movie, there's a little girl who calls her Aunt Carol, and she's now grown up, and she's the third in the trio.
Oh, so she's a superhero, too.
She has also come into some kind of powers. And all three of them have some kind of powers, so it's actually, there's some very clever parts. Anyway, you were saying.
I was just going to say that I didn't do comic books. I've never heard of Captain Marvel until that first movie. And the first movie was fine.
I liked it.
It was fine. Mm. I didn't hate it.
Right.
But I didn't have any attachment to that superhero at all.
Right.
And there's been a few of them. Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. You know what worked for Hawkeye? That side project with 6 episodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know the Haley Steinfeld thing?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
There's an Easter egg with her at the end, like this young girl that I don't know her name in real life, but she's Ms. Marvel in the thing. She's the young Indian chick. She and the Haley Steinfeld, they're both, you know, they're young women, and she's like, I'm putting that team together.
Oh!
Yeah.
So Iman Vellani.
Okay. I don't know her name in real life.
She's
really... I enjoyed her very much. And I love too that they didn't go for like the hottest young girl to play that role. Like she's like a human who occurs in nature, completely imperfect, but beautiful in her own way as she sort of shines in this role. Hmm. I really liked that. And I did think of your daughters. Oh, there she is. Oh, she looks really gorgeous in that picture. Yeah. Find some scenes from where she just looks normal. That's a premiere. She's all gussied up.
Pakistani.
Oh, Pakistani. Okay.
Oh.
My apologies. She's really cute, and I did think of your daughters.
Pakistan and India aren't friends.
They're not,
think.
And that's funny because my cousin-in-law is Pakistani.
Really?
And, yes, Umbreen Mustafa.
Umbreen,
and she will tell you. Like I actually thought of her when I was like, oh crap, she's Pakistani, and I said she was Indian. Umbreen would just put the beat down on me. Right
oh.
Now.
Break so, you over her knee, huh?
She would have broken me over her knee. How many times do I have to tell you?
We are not friends.
I know a girl named Iman, Pakistanian.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Young girl.
Yeah, this chick is, she's very good in the part, and she's playing, I don't know, like a 13, 14, 15-year-old.
I'm glad to hear you liked it.
Yeah.
I really am.
I think your daughters would like it. It's powerful women. It's,
all right.
You know, they're good. Okay, this one, I guess it's a little bit of a mini game.
Oh.
There's a guy on Reddit who has picked the wrong Super Bowl winner 16 years in a row.
Oh. All so right. He's learned not to bet, right? Or is he continuing to lose money?
Well, I'm basically going to tell you that, I mean, 16 straight times, like, will this be the year that he screws up? Or should we listen to what he said? Like, he's made his prediction.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I won't say if you don't want me to.
Well.
Someone text us and tell us, should we listen to this guy's guess? He's wrong 16 years running. If he says Niners, I'm going to throw up everywhere.
He's on Reddit. He's called I'm This Guy. He claims that he's chosen the wrong team the last 16 years straight, so it might be a...
Why are we only hearing about him for the first time now?
Because he's pumping himself up on Reddit, I guess. He says, don't overthink this. The better team will win. The Chiefs are an absolute machine in the playoffs. I've bet against them twice in the Super Bowl in the past. And to quote the Who, I won't get fooled again.
So he picks the Chiefs.
And he's been wrong 16 straight times.
Oh, please let that continue.
I want this guy's losing streak to last at least till the 17th year. The Niners are slight favorites.
Well, that depends on the betting odds. And it started as favorites and then... A lot of people took that bet and the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't really follow betting. I'm not into it. But from what I heard, initially they put the Niners as a favorite. Everybody took the bet on the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Chiefs, the odds shifted. So I don't know where they're at today. I don't watch that stuff.
You remember last week when we went through all those prop bets
mm-hmm.
with Taylor and stuff? I realized that I've got to... I got to figure out where I got all those from because I won't know. I'm not going to sit there and count how many times she's shown on camera and stuff. I saved all our bets, but I didn't.
Oh.
I'll try and figure it out. But it just occurred to me that, oh, crap.
You know, I saw that article in the Merc. Let me see if it's still there.
Right. It was a specific betting site that had all of those things. Okay, and now it is time to play a game.
I see.
This is a full-on game.
Oh, full-on game?
Full-on game. Full-on all the way across the sky game.
Wow.
Everybody, get your thinking cap on. This is, it is football related, but it isn't about football.
It's on.
All right. Who was your favorite Super Bowl halftime performer of the last 8 years? The people speak.
Oh, the people speak. I see. Yeah. The last how long?
8 years. Only the last 8 years.
Okay.
You know what you just made me think of? And I just saw it, and I know it's going to delay your game a second, but this guy who had booked Prince to do the halftime show when he performed, and I don't think he's in the last
Not
8 years.
Not in the last
right.
8 years, yeah.
It starts pouring as they're getting ready to put him out on the stage, and they're freaking out because they think he's going to bail, like... And Prince's response to this downpour as this guy's like, what do you want us to do? He goes, can you make it rain more? That's Prince's response to the guy who's afraid that Prince is going to quit. And then Prince...
Can you turn the rain purple?
Prince goes out there and puts on a show for many would call his performance the best halftime show of them all. It's in Florida. It starts downpouring. It's Prince, Purple Rain, the whole thing.
Did he do right. Purple Rain?
I'm sure he did, didn't he?
I don't know. I really don't even remember it.
How
truthfully.
Could you not do Purple Rain on a rainy day?
You would think.
I mean, and plus you like that thing with purple lights.
Let's do this.
You got
it
Purple
is
Rain.
Purple Rain.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
The last 8 years. The
so
best.
So according to this poll, these are the last 8 Super Bowl halftime shows ranked. And the largest percentage of people, 31%, said they didn't watch any of them. Just so you know, okay? So here's how we go. Now it's time to play a game.
Okay. Oh,
should I start over?
Sure. Yes, do that.
Okay. 1 second.
Which of these... Here we go. It's time to play a game! Which of these 3 halftime shows from the last 8 years ranked number 1?
I know this answer.
Was it Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige from 2002? Was it... Hang on, wait.
You said 2002?
Sorry, 2022.
Oh, okay.
Was it Maroon 5, Travis Scott, Big Boy from 2019? Was it Justin Timberlake from 2018? Not the infamous one.
I see.
So Vinny is going with...
Yeah, me too.
With
though.
Eminem. Oh, you are. You both
oh,
are.
Oh, God, yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. That was well, so you, rad.
Absolutely.
You are correct.
Yeah, of course
okay,
we are.
You each
nice.
Get a thing.
It wasn't Adam Levine. We all know that.
Which of these halftime shows from the last 8 years was the second favorite in this entire survey? The hip-hop show was number one, mm-hmm. So which of these was second? Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars from 2016.
That one.
Lady Gaga from 2017. Rihanna from 2023. Or Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, Bad Bunny, J Balvin, Emmy Muniz from 2020.
I'm going to say it's the J Lo.
I really like the Bruno Mars one, but I know the J Lo and Shakira.
You guys are both
popular.
Going J Lo.
No, I'm going to go Bruno.
You're going Bruno, and you're going J Lo.
That was a
you're both play. Wrong. Is
oh.
it Lady Gaga or Rihanna?
Lady Gaga.
I have to say Gaga too.
No.
Oh,
number 2 on this list is Rihanna.
Oh,
10%
man.
Of everybody
she
was like,
knowingly phonied the whole thing up and has admitted to it.
And everybody loved it.
Oh,
well, yeah. She's Rihanna the whole time.
Oh, and actually, Rihanna. It goes like this. Rihanna first. Or, well, in second place after the hip-hop show. She had 10%. Jennifer Lopez, number 2, with 9%. Coldplay, so Rihanna's number 2, J-Lo's number 3, Lady Gaga's number 4, Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars number 5. Wow. All right, now, which of these halftime shows from the last 8 years ranked the lowest of them all?
Mm.
So these are the final 3.
Mm-mm-mm.
In other words, who was the biggest loser of the whole bunch? Was it The Weeknd, Maroon 5, or Justin Timberlake?
Oh, The Weeknd.
You think they were the lowest of all right.
I didn't love that one. I know that Maroon 5 caught nothing but crap. The weirdest thing here is I have no memory of Timberlake. None.
2018.
I have no memory of that performance, so I'm going to say Timberlake.
You are correct.
Oh, well
so
done.
Vinny has won the game. Maroon 5 was, so The Weeknd was sixth with 4% from 2021. Maroon 5, Travis Scott, Big Boy, they were seventh with 3%. And Justin Timberlake got 2% of the vote.
It's utterly, I have no memory of it. Do you?
No, not really.
I don't either.
I do remember that he came back, but I don't remember anything about the performance at all. The Weeknd and Maroon 5, I totally remember
like
both of those.
Maroon 5, yeah, everyone went, what's he doing with his shirt off?
But is, you, is it that warm, dude?
But you do not forget. I haven't forgotten it.
Right. Goofy. And Everything The Weeknd, I was like, why is this a thing?
Like you're watching Maroon 5 almost waiting for a tomato to hit the guy. But, no. You know.
It's funny, too, because I do remember every one of these from the last 8 years, except for the, oh, look at this. By the way, those are the Tennessee kids with him doing all the dances. It's Justin Timberlake and the Tennessee kids.
I have
kids.
No memory of this.
He's playing it for us, and I have no memory. And I know I watched it. It's utterly forgettable. He looks so weirdly stiff doing those dances, like his back hurts or something. Maybe it's because he's 45 doing those dances, and the kids are all, you know, 15 and limber. In other poll results, 33% of Americans, a full third of us, definitely plan to watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
That actually seems low to me. Another 25% say they probably will. 20% say I definitely will not. 27% say I'll be watching the game at home with household members only. And 13% I'll be home and I'll be alone. I'll be alone. I have some more Super Bowl ads and stuff too, but I'm kind of out of time. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, Sarah, so much fun stuff. Let's see. Pink cocaine.
Oh, what fun.
How would you like to smell that?
That'd be great.
And more after these.
Let's do it. Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's go!
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Oh my God!
Oh, she says some stuff in that uncensored version. Nothing but fun. Good times, Olivia Rodrigo. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to Jane. It's Jane. All this week at 4:05, She has your chance to win tickets to see Benson Boone, who is a top 10 hit right now.
Mm-hmm.
May 1st at the Masonic. When you hear the keyword, text it to 20357.
The Radio Alice Report.
Don't forget, you don't just get stuff. You also get The Jane Show.
It's amazing.
Best afternoon show in the country.
500 years running.
Don't blow it. Listen to Jane. All right. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Point Reyes Farmstead Cheese. Looking for the perfect Valentine's gift? Point Reyes Farmstead Cheese has you covered. From gift packs, tours, tasting, and more, visit pointreyescheese.com. Enter Alice15 for 15% off.
It's a good deal.
It is a good deal. You
love that.
This.
Oh, my God. I love that cheese. We have a girls' night on Friday night, and I'm bringing
this Friday?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night?
Yep.
But John was gone for 2 days this week.
It's been set up for a while.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Sherry's all home alone, and so all the girls are going to go over. We're going to have dinner.
Where's Ramrod?
Oh, he's on some sailing thing, like to the Galapagos.
Oh.
Ramrod, I'm going to tell her she'll like that.
Will she? You told me she doesn't.
She'll like that you have a fun nickname for
her.
Oh,
I see.
Yeah. She loves you. She was.
Well, I love her, too.
You don't even know her.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Sherry? Get out of here.
You get out of here.
All right, here's what's happening. Right. So today should be mostly clear.
It certainly is out the window right now. It's beautiful out there.
Should be mostly clear today.
The best thing about this location is this gorgeous view. Jesus, so pretty every day.
So obviously, I mean, I teased you with pink cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Tell me
which
all about
isn't
it.
Really news. And I know that, you know, Sarah liked to smell cocaine when she was young. So we always joke about that stuff. But in reality, this is weird because it's down the street from where I used to live.
In Irvine?
No, in San Jose.
Oh, okay.
A San Jose donut shop owner has been charged with selling pink cocaine.
Mm.
Oh, like, hey, here's your bag of powdered sugar.
Police say 32-year-old South Zona San Jose resident was making and selling synthetic drug that combines cocaine with meth, ecstasy, ketamine, and opioids.
Holy addiction.
And this
problems.
Is where, these are why we're seeing overdoses with these combos of drugs.
I'm like Breaking Bad. I'm just a chemist. They call me the chemist. Mm.
So South San Jose, where exactly? It's Blossom Hill Road and Snell, right where I used to live.
Oh, my God.
I lived right there. They're saying this 32-year-old dude was running his drug business out of Yum Yum Donuts.
Oh.
It's extra yummy. I'll take the powdered, please. The pink powdered. Yeah, that's the one I want. Thanks.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Look, it's like, you know what? Honestly, this guy's a marketing genius. Look at him.
That's not the guy.
Are you sure?
That's just a
I wanted that to be the guy. Chemist. Come on. He's a lab coat. Why can't he be the guy? Look at him. He looks like a druggie.
He does not. He's a doctor. It says allegedly, MD on his name tag.
Okay. I can't just make myself. It doesn't look photocopied at all.
Police described the narcotics recovered as a relatively new synthetic drug made from mixing cocaine, ketamine, ecstasy, meth, and opioids.
Oh, boy.
And it was
somehow. At least they left out the fentanyl.
Its street name is Pink Cocaine or Pink Panther.
Oh, Pink Panther. Oh.
Wow, that's good marketing.
This is a funny news piece. They just keep showing the donuts and then cut into the Pink Panther. And then showing the donuts and cut into the Pink Panther. Oh, he's got a green variety, too. That's just exciting. Look at it. They've got a money machine. They have all the drug things you need. You got the money counter and the $100 bills.
It's a full-on operation, Sarah.
Damn. That's amazing.
That is just a nice, normal little neighborhood with suburbs all around it. That is so surprising.
Yeah. Whoa. It's a strip mall. Strip malls, there's always nefarious things happening in a strip mall. Always. They're just fronts.
Right near there, too, by the way. So that's just great.
Trying to
running it out of the donut shop. And we used to go to when I was young. We went to the Ace Donut. It was an Ace Donut, but we went to Ace Donuts every day.
Guess you should ask for the Pink Panther.
Who knew?
Probably all the kids at this high school.
All right.
Bad. Stay away from drugs, kids. That sounds particularly terrifying.
That mix of drugs?
Yeah.
It's going to kill people.
It's everything. It's upper, it's a downer, it's everything.
You ever do ketamine?
It's a horse tranquilizer, and opioids are also a downer. And then you got meth and cocaine, which are major uppers. Like, you take it and you're just like, I feel totally normal.
I don't know where I'm going. Where am I going here?
I'm completely fine.
Taylor Swift has gotten a lot of hate from football fans, but
why is that? Who cares?
Well, here's the good news.
All right.
Dads love it.
Because their daughters are watching with them.
The New York Post just did a huge story on how a lot of dads are getting to connect with their young daughters more, and girls are actually sitting down to watch the football game with dad, thanks to Taylor Swift.
Only certain football games.
That's awesome.
It is good. Have your daughters done that at all?
No.
Do they care about Taylor?
They do, yeah. Absolutely. In fact, while Isla's only seen a handful of shows, one of them is Taylor Swift. You know, the pandemic kind of stomped out 2 years of concerts, so.
At least.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is a woman in Canada just got her mom's wallet back 40 years after it was lost. Some guy was doing work at a storage unit and found it in the air ducts.
That's a weird place for it.
It still had everything in it, including the daughter's birth certificate.
Oh.
You know, there was a time when we carried dumb crap around that should not be carried around, right. And that's one of the things.
Someone would steal your wallet. They'd have your birth certificate, your wedding certificate, your social security card with all the numbers. I mean, honestly, what were we thinking?
Why do you have all that in there? Because what?
This is who
I need
I am.
It.
What if someone stops me and needs to see my social security number?
This one's, well, I don't know. You tell me. A man with a metal detector thought he might have made a Valentine's Day extra special for someone out there. A while back in Maine.
Oh.
Is Scott Mankey?
These are unattractive people. I don't know him.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, I try to stay away from Maine people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A while back, a man in Maine named Scott Mankey.
No, I don't know him.
Okay. Yeah. Was out with his metal detector when he uncovered a ring.
Oh.
They say it's tungsten. What's that? Is that the black
steel
one?
Steel. I don't know. I mean, I've heard the term.
A lot of dudes are wearing black steel wedding bands now. I don't know if that's the tungsten or not. Anyway, it looked pretty rough. So his initial thought was to clean it up and sell it. But when he cleared off all the dirt, he found there were initials and a date engraved on the ring. Like it was a wedding band.
Yeah.
So he tried. That's it. I'm going to find the owner. I'm going to get it back to him. He posted about it online and a woman messaged him saying, I think that's my ring or my husband's ring. He couldn't believe it. So he said, what are the initials and the date? She immediately responded and was correct on both.
Oh, goodness.
So Scott said, listen, I will bring this to you. Let's meet up. I'll give it back to you. Then she disappeared. She ghosted him.
Really?
He reached out again and she eventually said, I don't want that thing. That's my ex-husband's. He must have thrown it in the river after we divorced.
Oh.
She said.
She was just saying, I know whose ring that is.
She said, thanks for trying to do the right thing, but you can either throw that back where you found it, keep it, or sell it.
Hmm.
So he's trying to sell it. What's tungsten worth on the open market? Anybody?
No idea. Hold on. I'll look up price for an ounce of tungsten.
I wonder if it's that black one, because so many guys are wearing those
now. Here's what it looks like. It looks like gunmetal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Let's see. Pure tungsten rod.
What?
It's pure tungsten rod. Uh-huh. His rod was made of tungsten steel. I can't tell.
Boy, the
Doug
myth just continues to grow, doesn't it?
How much is, it's $3.25 a pound.
So it's garbage.
Apparently,
it's
yes.
Absolutely garbage.
How much is 1 pound of tungsten? $3.25.
Okay, that's garbage.
Mm. Wow.
Good luck selling that.
A pure tungsten rod, though, for $57. Some fool's going to... 2.3 ounces for $14.95. It's all over the place. It's not a regularly traded commodity. Fun, though, to think about tungsten.
Dateline this week.
Okay.
Somewhere in Nebraska.
Mm.
Omaha.
I don't know if it is or not, but
somewhere in middle America, near up to the heart of matters. It's the heart that matters more.
Nebraska. There.
Oh, boy. Oh, my.
Sorry. Nebraska's Tourism Commission announced it's ditching the tagline that everyone loved so much.
Oh, what is it? What's the...
They're saying, it's a thing of the past. We're done with it.
What was it?
Everything has a shelf life.
What was it, though?
The tagline that they announced like 5 years ago that everyone thought, oh, that's so cute. Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone.
Don't get rid of that. I love that.
It's super cute.
It is actually really cute because it definitely isn't for everyone.
It's a thing of the past. Times change. Everything has a shelf life. Makes it seem like it's been around a while, but it's only 5 years old, and I'm pretty sure I announced it when they announced it.
Well, I would certainly hope so. That was an amazing news story.
Yes.
Right there.
I'm always, you know.
Yeah. Top of it.
Trying to play Omaha.
Looking for reasons to go to Nebraska.
A survey of tourists in the target market for Nebraska showed interest rising from 19 to 39% recently. And Nebraska's moved up to become the 41st state people were interested in visiting, up from 50.
Oh, wow. That is that's some serious
place.
Moves. 15 fun facts about Nebraska. The birthplace of Kool-Aid.
Oh.
The biggest indoor rainforest. The home of Carhenge, which is exactly what you think it is. Cars made into a henge and painted gray. Lighthouses, but no ocean. Warren Buffett lives there. Largest mammoth fossil. I mean, there's things. Carhenge, come on.
The slogan, they say, wasn't for everyone. The governor doesn't like it. He called it nonsense.
Oh, I
love it. Urged the commission to do their job. Find a new slogan.
Here's Carhenge.
Oh, it's hideous.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I'll go there. I'll check that out. It's awesome.
Buried a bunch of gray, like they primered a bunch of cars.
Including their windows.
Uh-huh.
And their tires.
And then just buried them half deep. Yeah.
And then put some of them have like little small station wagons on top. Looks like a Pinto wagon. Right there.
You know, in California, there would be
there's too much
so
like,
many
so much, right.
fears of lawsuits. No. There's no way you could have.
Not in Nebraska.
Cars just
can't whatever you want
buried.
There. Anything you want.
And cars on top of those cars. You know, to make the tea.
Nebraska is also home to Runza, a fast food chain that dishes out hot stuffed pastries, beloved by Nebraskans, and almost exclusively found in the state.
Anyway, there's
82 Runza restaurants in Nebraska.
Total?
82 of them, yeah. Chef Boyardee.
In other tourism board
news. You sure you don't want to know more about this?
Well, I think we're good.
All right.
London, Paris, Tokyo, New York.
Oh.
Some of the world's grandest cities. San Francisco.
Oh.
San Jose.
All right.
High on the list. The best cities in the world.
So great. Incredible cities.
But if aliens ever come down to visit, it's likely they'll go to Lexington, Kentucky first.
No, they wouldn't.
Because
it's like so close to the middle or something.
Lexington's tourism board is behind a new plan to get aliens to visit there first.
Oh.
Mm.
They just beamed out the first ever travel ad meant for aliens, suggesting, come to Lexington. You'll love it.
Those people should read the three-body problem. They would be really singling out Nebraska as the place to visit first. Omaha.
What is this three-body problem? Is it all about getting probed?
It is not.
Okay.
It just makes you really rethink whether or not we should be calling out to the other worlds that might exist. Hi! Hey! Notice us! Hi, guys! Hey! Look at us over here with air and water and natural resources and one sun.
Lexington's tourism board's behind, they say, this fun way to draw attention to the city and get more humans to visit, but they really did beam out a message saying,
come and get us. us.
Check us out over here.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. We could lose Kentucky. I think we'd be all right. And then the rest of the country will be alerted and we'll be like, you know, on guard.
Okay. Yikes. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Or Nebraska. That could also be. I don't know.
Vinny, please tell us the 9 states that are now below Nebraska on the tourist destination list. LOL. I don't have that, but that's funny that they were last place.
I'm going to put together a Nebraska quiz for you guys today.
Can you imagine that your state ends up the last place anyone wants to go in America?
What was it that they said? What was the name of that, the list that they said they'd moved up 9 places or whatever?
Hold on.
Was it the most desired to visit?
You had to bring that.
Yeah, well, I just want to know because I'll put that on.
Oh, here it is. I found it. Okay.
Ooh. Just send it to me. Send it to me.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'll be able to use that quiz.
Well, now.
All right. Don't worry.
She's going to tell you everything. Tungsten is the most is more common than you think. It's used as a filament for incandescent light bulbs.
Oh, well.
Oh.
Imagine that. Tungsten.
Tungsten is used in welding. It's so strong it can't be cut off your finger. They have to cut your finger off.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That seems like something you shouldn't be effing around with. Yeah.
415 says, Vinny, you do have a memory of JT because it was the Super Bowl in Minneapolis and he did a Prince themed. I
have no recollection of it.
And they say here, it was right after Prince died, and you famously complained of the Prince song he chose to cover.
Oh.
I don't remember what he covered.
Whoa. But you famously complained about it.
Well, I mean, there's so many good Prince songs. You've got to choose correctly if you're only going to do one.
Don't do that one, the seventh cut off the 9th album. Don't do that one. Do one of the hits that people are like, oh, this song.
Oh, my God, says 408. That's where I live. When did they catch the Donut Man? Yeah, it sounds like this month.
I bet you there's a lot of people in San Jose and the Blossom Hill area who are going, God damn it, my connection.
My stash just got busted.
That sucks.
Oh my God, Vinny, I live right off Blossom Hill too. So scary, the donut shop was a front.
Where am I going to get my cocaine now?
I moved to the area and it seemed nice and quiet. It is nice and quiet.
Yeah. That's because nobody's all that hyped up on his particular brand of drug. It has downers and uppers. Everyone's pretty neutral.
510 says, you know how a song gets stuck in your head and you can't get rid of it?
49ers. Ba, 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 ba.
Love you all. V from Folsom, California.
Hey, V.
Thanks, V.
I love that people are continuing to use their name and location.
Uh-huh.
I think that's really, it's handy. I like it. Hello, you.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at Nebraska stuff. TV, right. Movies, Disney, Moana, and cruises.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.